May we come with open ears to hear, open hands to receive, and open hearts to accept your will in our lives. Lord, we all bring different cares and concerns, joys and sorrows with us here today. Help us to let go and just lay it all at your feet. Help us to trust you fully that you will take care of all of our needs and you will take care of us. May this time of worship be completely to your glory. Move among us, embrace us, and let us surrender everything to you and feel the impact of your love and presence here today. We love you, God. Please accept our prayers. In your most holy name we pray.
Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church. A little side heavy on this side this morning. Looks different in here. Looks new. It looks exciting. These aren't our new church year liturgical banners, but Vacation Bible School starts tonight and runs through Thursday. Hopefully many of you are helping out or bringing kiddos with you. If not, we ask that you would pray for our kids, that they would continue or maybe for the first time grow that interest in Jesus Christ. Pray for the leaders, that they would have rest and strength to keep up with all the kids. And just in general, praying for the community, as not just our church, but other churches do vacation Bible schools and summer programs. That just in this area, the kids would learn of Jesus Christ more and more. So please keep Vacation Bible School in your prayers, and we pray that it's a fun and fun learning experience for all. Last Sunday, I left you with a simple message that the Holy Spirit was given to the church to empower it for witness, and we'll continue that theme. Well, coincidentally, or God planned this, also the theme for VBS, Jesus Christ is the light and us shining brightly in the world. So we'll hear some of that today. But just continuing to think how Christ and the Holy Spirit leads us to witness during this season after Pentecost. With that being said, I invite you to stand as we begin our worship with a responsive reading.
You can find the words on the screen or in your bulletin. If God is for us, who is against us?
He who gave us his Son, now gives us the Spirit and power.
The Holy One is in our midst.
He put up in us for life in the service of Christ.
In Christ, we are more than conquerors.
We're nothing in creation to separate us from the love of God.
May the all-surpassing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And the unshakable love of God be with you.
The joyous fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Our opening praise song is This Is Our God.
Thank you.
Pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you knowing that though you've sent your Spirit and desire to lead us by your Spirit, we have not always followed you or listened to you. Though your Spirit directs us to help others and to comfort others, we have been hesitant to do so. Lord, we ask that you would renew us again by your Spirit, that you would forgive us for our shortcomings and our sins, that you would make us new creations by your word and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus declares that you are adopted children of the Heavenly Father through Christ. You are heirs and co-heirs with Christ. Live in that forgiveness. And now we are challenged, having received that forgiveness, to live and walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh, by the Spirit, and producing those fruits of the Spirit. So go forth working and serving under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In Isaiah 6:3, it says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory." And in Revelation 4:8, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Join us in Holy is the Lord.
Joy of the Lord is our strength.
I invite you all now to pass the peace of Jesus Christ to one another. Any children who are present are welcome to come forward for a children's message together. Good morning. Having a fun summer so far? Yeah. It's not in its typical shape, but can anyone tell me what this is? What is it? What's that? A light, a flashlight, right? There it goes. It's not a typical flashlight because this is one that you strap on your head and you can see while you're using your other hands, right? What might you use a flashlight for? Hello. See in the dark. Hey, you're driving the Rover. To see in the dark, maybe you have to go outside and do a chore after the sun's gone down. You might need a flashlight. Or if you're camping and it's dark and you need to go get something and it's dark, use the flashlight. I do this so I can crawl under our house in the crawl space and see where I'm going. I can see all the spiders down there. Sometimes we use it to try to find, maybe you've done this, to find toys that go under the couch. You can see under there. So a flashlight is very helpful, right? Super helpful. Jesus calls us, he says, you are going to be the light of the world. And he says this, you are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. So Jesus says, you are to be a light. Are you just wrap Christmas lights around you and just be extra shiny? Are you to put like mirrors and reflective tape all over you so you reflect a bunch of light? What does he mean to be the light of the world? What do you think he means? Jesus wants us to be witnesses, which uses both our words and our actions. So if someone sees you and says, you are so kind, you are so helpful, you are so forgiving, what makes you like that? You say, well, Jesus was so kind and loving and forgiving and helpful to me, and that's why I do it. So they see your actions, and then it gives you a chance to speak. You are witnesses. And that's what Jesus means by being a light, right?
And I have one of those lights.
You have one of these lights too? So being the light of Jesus isn't about being shiny and bright, is it? No. What is it about? Our words and our actions. Yeah. Our words and our actions, that they would show Jesus, they would give glory to Jesus, and people would know Jesus by how we speak and by how we act. That's what it means to be the light. We can look at a flashlight when we're talking about light of Christ, but that's what he means, light of Jesus. So let's pray as I support this rover here. Dear God, we know that you have called us to be lights. We ask that you would help us to be lights in our words and in our actions. We thank you for being an example to us, a bright light that we can be like you by the help of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.